from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump added five more primary wins Tuesday, sweeping a set of northeastern states to move closer to clinching the party's nomination for president. Trump won easily in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island, with more than 55% of the vote in each state. Speaking late Tuesday to supporters, he declared the race over and called himself the presumptive nominee. Trump also criticized the leading Democratic candidate, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
The only card she has is the woman's card. She's got nothing else going. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote. The only thing she's got going is the woman's card. And the beautiful thing is, women don't like her, okay? And look how well I did with women tonight, okay?
In the Democratic race, Hillary Clinton rolled toward her own nomination by winning four states Tuesday. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won only in Rhode Island. Clinton challenged Trump over his comments.
Now, the other day, Mr. Trump accused me of playing the, quote, woman card. Well, if fighting for women's health care and paid family leave and equal pay is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
Clinton now has 2,141 delegates, including the so-called superdelegates, made up of party officials who have pledged to support her. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This reminder that this is VOA News. Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam is expected to appear in a French courtroom just hours after he was hastily handed over by Belgian authorities. The timing of the transfer Wednesday was apparently sudden, with Abdeslam's lawyer, Frank Burton, rushing from Lille to Paris to meet with his client. Burton said his client is anxious to cooperate with authorities. French Justice Minister Jean-Jacques Jorvia says Abdeslam will be placed in isolation in a Paris-area prison that houses people believed to be dangerous. Abdeslam was the only alleged attacker who survived the Paris attacks and could be a vital participant in helping authorities piece together the events of November 13, 2015, when 130 people were killed in attacks on several Paris locations. Afghanistan's Taliban has confirmed it has sent a high-level delegation to Islamabad for talks with Pakistani officials, saying it hopes the visit will have fruitful results and be in the interest of both countries. A spokesman for the Islamist insurgency told VOA on Wednesday the Taliban delegation has traveled from its political office in Qatar to hold the discussions in the light of close relations, long border, and commercial transactions between the two neighboring countries. Diplomatic sources say the Taliban delegation is on a mission for exploratory discussions as part of Islamabad's efforts to facilitate peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. A Washington watchdog group concludes freedom of the press declined across the globe last year to its lowest point in more than a decade. Freedom House said in a new report Wednesday that only one in seven people across the globe lives in countries where coverage of political news is robust, journalist safety is guaranteed, there is minimal state intrusion in the media's affairs, and the media are not subject to onerous legal or economic pressures. Jennifer Dunham, the report's research director, tells VOA authoritarian rulers and terrorist groups throughout the world are cracking down on journalists' independent reporting. Iraqi forces renewed their offensive toward the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul on Wednesday, pushing their way into villages on the southeastern outskirts of the city under cover of heavy coalition airstrikes. The offensive had stalled for several weeks after Iraqi forces met stiff resistance after managing to retake just three out of an original target of eight villages from Islamic State fighters. The first shipment of liquefied natural gas from the United States has reached its destination in Portugal, a development that could disrupt Russia's domination of the European gas market. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.